possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Gomez, to pull this off, Texas man has been arrested after police say he stole nearly $770,000 worth of Tiffany jewelry in Florida. Now, we brought you the story back in February, but according to the Orlando Police Department, 32-year-old Jathan Gilder, he strolled into the Tiffany & Company store at Orlando's mall at Millennium. Informed staff that he was a rep for the Orlando Magic basketball team.
And they believed him.
And a specific player. Now, the warrant notes that after announcing his supposed link to the NBA, Gilder was then taken to a VIP room where he was shown two pairs of diamond earrings worth $160,000, $609,000, and a 5.6-carat diamond ring worth about $600,000. Now, this is when things get wild. Authorities say that Gilder suddenly swiped the three jewelry pieces.
Whoa.
Struggling with staffers before finally fleeing, he dropped the ring in the process. But surveillance cameras helped police ID the car that they say that Gilder hopped into. And they tracked him down later that evening, driving on I-10 in Tallahassee, about 300 miles or so away from Orlando.
Damn.
Taking the fastest route back to the Lone Star State. They noted that Gilder is a resident of Houston, and they say that they did not find the jewelry in Gilder's vehicle. Because as he was being taken into custody, Gilder swallowed the items.
Damn.
A scan taken of him at the jail found foreign objects in his stomach, which authorities suspect was all of the stolen bling. They say the waiting game was on when those objects were x-rayed in his system. By the way, he was arrested in 2022 for a theft from a Tiffany store in Texas. Also has 48 failure to appear warrants in Colorado.
48?
Yeah. Gilder asked staff at the jail, am I going to be charged? What's in my stomach? He was indeed charged, and what it was in his stomach, that was all the Tiffany jewelry that he stole.
Look, man, Mike and I maintain this. We've said this for years. There should just be the additional charge, even if it's like a $100 charge, two more nights in jail, the stupid charge. Because you're in it, right? Yeah. So you swallow the stuff. I go, okay, we can wait. But then when you say, I'm going to be charged with the stuff in my stomach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you swallowed the stolen merchandise, dummy. Two more days in jail.
It's kind of a gangster move, though.
Is it?
It's like even my stomach is iced out on the inside.
Okay, yeah.
Intentional or not, so what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803 Rock.
That's so much jewelry, man. I just keep it inside.
I poop it out, brother.
Right?
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, 25-year listeners. An honor to be on the most prestigious rock station in the U.S.
Hold on. Oh, well, thank you, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. So I swallowed an open safety pin when I was 5 years old. Stupid.
You did this on purpose?
I'm assuming I did. I mean, I have, what do you call it? I like to put things in my mouth. Plastic, wood.
Pica. Whatever. Pica. I believe it's called pica.
Oh, I did not know that.
So people that chew like paper or people who chew on wood, and it's just a compulsion. It can be dangerous if you swallow something like, say, an open safety pin. But yeah, it's called pica. P-I-C-A. You should look it up. I bet you'll find a lot of your own symptoms.
The tastiest thing to chew that's not food. I know exactly what it is.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a string on a baseball glove.
Oh, yeah. It's all leathery and sweaty.
Oh, so delicious.
I did that, too.
Yeah, they're so good.
Does any kid not?
Once you taste it, you're like, this is pretty good.
I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know, formal jerky that you can't swallow.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, you're just chewing on leather, but the leather, for some reason, tastes good.
It feels good in your mouth. It tastes, well, it's made of an animal that you like to eat.
Hmm.
You know, you're chewing on it.
Yeah,
it's kind of like,
but you don't really have cow skin.
What do you mean? Well, yeah, but it still comes from a cow.
Like, you get chicken skin on food.
True.
You get pork skin on food.
Yeah, there's no like crackling for cow.
Cow food.
Yeah, too hairy, I guess.
Crackling cow. I go drinking there.
The crackling cow. Would you try their cow crackling?
I'd own it.
Sure.
We got a bowl of cow crackling. You're in.
Well, I would try a pork rind, you know?
Yeah.
It can't be bad.
But they don't say boar rind. It's like, you know, pigs, man.
Hey, that is strange. You're right, because I've eaten plenty of pork rind and pig skin.
We can't just shave the cow and give the skin.
I guess because we're using it for leather.
Well, you do for leather. I mean, your leather shoes don't have... Well, you do have a pair of leather shoes that do have fur on them.
Yeah, I do. But those are Dalmatians. But not all cows are made for leather, right?
What do you mean made for leather?
I mean, like some cows are specifically raised.
Meat cow and a leather cow? And a milk cow is different than the meat cow?
Generally speaking, yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that.
They're bred for these things, right? So they're bred for these things, so the skin texture of your future leather cow might not be one that you eat in the future.
I'll be damned.
So
you use it for milk or something?
You use it for milk. You can use it for beef. If you go to Texas, probably not making... They have a lot of leather products, but it might not come from the same cow.
I just assumed if you had a cow, you could use the hide.
You got? Well, I think you can, but I think as far as manufacturing goes, anything, you know, their standards are no. We got leather cows.
I think cow skin or cow hide is used for leather, specifically skin from the food industry.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be damned.
That's why we can't eat it, because everybody's got to be dressed in leather.
Why can't they eat leather?
I blame
That's
guys.
That's what I'm saying.
I got a couple of leather jackets.
I'm saying, like, you know,
if I deep fry it, it'd probably be pretty good.
Well, would it pop up like a pork rind?
I don't know, because people insist on being in rock bands and riding motorcycles.
Well, why don't we cut off a bit of that glove that you chew on, drop it in the deep fryer,
see what happens.
But I think your leather jacket has already been tannered, right?
Whatever. I know the word you're saying.
They've done something to it, so I don't think you could eat it then. But
we need some raw cow skin.
We need fresh, cow skin.
You're telling me I can't eat my own leather jacket?
I am.
What's going on in this country? Mm-hmm. That I can't deep fry my jacket?
You know what? You're right. Do your own research.
Eat your jacket.
You have freedom. Eat your jacket.
Well, just maybe a belt. Something you generally know. An old belt, something.
I think I'd rather eat the jacket because it's softer. The belt's already tough. Like, if I'm going to eat part of my wardrobe, I would go with the softest leather jacket I have.
Intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
So I was 8 years old, and I ended up getting a taste of Wall Glue. Mm-mm-mm. Like the ones in the little icing containers that are like the tubes.
Is that why you ate it? Did you do it on purpose because it looks like icing?
So the story behind it, my sister, she's 5 years older than me, and I'm 8. So I was sneaking in the kitchen trying to get a little bit of the sweet tooth going there with the icing, and she snagged it from me and run. I go to chase her, and I end up in the garage somewhere. I was looking for it, and I thought it was icing. It was the same type of tube. And I showed her I got it, and I put some in my mouth, and she just starts laughing, realizing what it is. And I'm unaware. She grabs the tube, and she's like, this is Wall Glue. You're going to die.
You're going to die.
You're going to die.
You're going to die.
So I'm panicking, just like, oh my God, what did I do? And ever since, I'm very careful what I eat.
But just don't store your Wall Glue next to your frosting. Did it affect, like, what your poop looked like the next day or anything? Was there any evidence that you did this other than you doing it?
Thankfully, no.
Okay.
It just tasted funny.
You know, that is one of, and I get why Wall Glue has to be in that kind of container, right? Mm-hmm. I do. But a lot, like when kids were eating Tide Pods, and I don't mean the Tide Pod Challenge. They're old enough just to be stupid. But like little kids, they don't know. And if you see a Tide Pod, it looks a lot like Aquafresh toothpaste. So I can understand why kids think this is going to be a minty treat. Obviously, they figure out that it's not. And I like Tide's thing. Like, ours is going to make the lid tougher to get on. Here's the thing about these. They don't have to be any color. It doesn't. They do that for adults to buy. It looks more appealing.
Well, it matches the color of the Tide.
But it bottom. Could be brown. It could make it pea green. Some color that kids don't want to eat. Tide's like, no. We're going to keep making it look like Aquafresh. You just got to make the lid a little tougher to get on. Quick side note, my kids can open any lid on Earth.
They need to bring back Mr. Yuck.
Seriously, man, sticker.
Dude, I would use the stickers.
That
if
sticker
I had,
was
if
so
I had children
easy.
In my home, mm-hmm. just like you childproof your doors and put a gate up the stairs, I would Mr. Yuck my stuff.
Mr. Yuck, it worked in a heartbeat. But I realized, now, I was a little too old for Mr. Yuck, but I had a buddy who had a younger brother. I spent the night, and he had frosted flakes. We're going to pour a bowl of cereal. His parents would put a Mr. Yuck sticker on there.
Just, so he wouldn't do
just
it.
Just so that the youngest brother would not eat
frosted. He's put it on the Donald Duck orange juice.
Really?
Yes. Because it was Donald Duck. So to me, it wasn't really more about the orange juice.
It's just, I don't like it.
No, it's Donald Duck. So to me, it's like, that's mine.
Okay.
That's for me.
So they put the Mr. Yuck on there.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did. So nobody, my brother and sister wouldn't eat it or drink it.
Exactly.
Yes,
you fooled the younger ones.
Because I like, because Donald Duck orange juice is like.
Bad.
It's not real orange juice.
No,
it's kind of like Sunny D. But I like the taste of it.
As a child.
For an example.
When's the last time you had Donald Duck?
For example, the orange drink at McDonald's. Uh-huh. No discernible real flavor.
I still like it.
I still like it. That's the way I feel.
So I'll ask the proper question. When's the last time you had Donald Duck orange juice?
I don't even know if they make it anymore. I haven't seen
it. I think they...
I don't know.
Hey, Google.
So right before Juicy Juice became popular, you could still get Donald Duck orange juice in a...
I mean, we had it when I was a kid in the frozen section.
In a metal can.
Yeah.
So mine was in a metal can like Juicy Juice.
Oh, ours was frozen.
Where you pop the top twice.
Right, and then you fill it up a couple times with the empty canister with the water, and then you mix it together.
And they still have it, man. And look, not only that so you can still get the frozen concentrate, but now they sell it in the carton, or you get the little 12-ounce plastic bottle. We need to find the Donald Duck orange juice. You can get it at Albertsons, Piggly Wiggly, Kroger.
Is that the only two things that Disney gave up, the Oregon Ducks and the orange juice?
That's not directly related to Disney. It might be.
They might own that orange juice.
I don't know. I feel like they gave away two of their things. It was Donald Duck and it was orange juice and Oregon. That was
Hold on. Who
correct. Owns? And it's just because the guy at Oregon was buddies with Walt Disney.
Okay, look. The Donald Duck orange juice, Disney doesn't own. It's part of Florida's Natural Growers Agricultural Cooperative, but Disney itself. So, yeah, they've lent out.
They gave it to them.
As far as we know, just two things, right? The Oregon Duck. And why is it always Donald?
That's what I'm saying.
There's no other.
We don't have goofy grapes or, you know, grape jelly, goofy grape jelly.
Goofy grapes.
Well, you know what I mean? I mean, Goofy does. He's got some grapes.
Don't forget the goofy grapes, girl.
Hey, girl.
Well, I think also Mickey was always off hands.
But you're not going to touch Mickey. That's understood.
Right. I mean, the only other famous mouse.
Donald's
what?
A whore. Basically, that's
Mighty Mouse?
Yeah. But he's not Disney.
Not really associated with.
I see what you're saying. As far as mouse goes.
There's other famous.
There's Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
He's a mouse, not a rat, in spite of
who
his
was
appearance.
The Looney
Tom and Jerry?
Yeah.
Is Jerry a mouse?
He's a mouse. You're right. There is more mouse.
Okay.
Who was the Looney Tunes? Daffy. Not Daffy.
No, there's Daffy.
Yeah, Daffy Duck.
Yeah, Daffy Duck.
Right.
But so, I feel like every other popular duck seems to belong a Disney product, right? Darkwing Duck.
Daffy Duck, though, is the superior duck.
He is absolutely the superior
Hands duck. Down. There's no better duck.
Yeah.
Daffy Duck had comedy.
But they both have bad attitudes. I'm just thinking now, Daffy and, Donald.
But both you guys, you're too old. Mike's too young.
Thanks, man.
When I watched Garfield, it was Garfield and Friends.
Yeah.
And they had this other little cartoon called U.S. Acres. And there was Wade Duck.
I remember
Wade
the
Duck
name.
Wade Duck was my guy.
Was he also angry?
I think he was dumb.
Oh, okay. Damn. All right.
It's a thin line. Sometimes angry people are dumb.
Are dumb, yes.
And that's why they're angry.
Intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROCK. They say it might seem intuitive, but California hunters are being warned not to eat wild pigs with neon blue flesh.
You have to tell someone not to eat a blue pig.
The unusual color isn't nature's new palate, but a sign the animals may have gorged on rodent poison.
It's a blue pig.
Man,
why?
Have you guys seen the pictures?
No.
You got that blue pig, man.
I'm just saying, like, why would I have to tell someone not to eat the pig that's
Screw
blue?
Screw that green eggs and ham. Give it a blue ham.
The issue turned up in Monterey County when Dan Burton, who runs Urban Trapping Wildlife Control, opened up a pig and was shocked to find the blue flesh, according to the L.A. Times.
But I eat it anyway.
I'm not talking about a little blue, Burton said. He's trapped hundreds of wild pigs. I'm talking about neon blue. I'm talking about blueberry blue. That area has more wild pigs than I have ever seen.
That is unreal.
You don't understand what I'm talking about.
Look at that flesh, dude. That's a...
Why do you have to tell someone to not eat that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The culprit, authorities say, is a poison dyed blue to mark its danger and commonly used by farmers to keep rodents in check. Animals that eat that bait or feed on others that haven't can wind up with a poison lingering in their tissues. So for humans or predators who consume the tainted meat, that spells a risk of what's called secondary exposure.
Daryl, I think the pig's gone bad.
Just cook it up. Cook the blue out of it.
Lethargy is among the early symptoms for those who ingest enough of this blue pig.
The poison?
Yes. And scientific studies show that cooking the meat does little to neutralize the toxin. However,
because it's a poison,
it still tastes like pig. The color doesn't affect the taste. That's the problem.
But the color should affect your willingness to eat it.
Yes. You can't cut open a wild animal and see blue flesh and go,
no.
And you know what the flesh should look like. Go home and eat it.
So this guy, what his job is, he traps all these crazy wild pigs.
All right.
And
wild.
I know. Why do they have to be crazy too, Miles?
Then they, oh, man, they're nuts. they are aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, super aggressive.
Actually, I played a couple golf courses where they had warnings up.
Look out for the blue pig.
There's two or three of them out here, and they're being really, really aggressive. I never saw them, but just be careful.
You know they're watching.
In this state?
No, in California, down in Monterey.
Oh.
So, like, in San Jose, between San Jose and, say, Santa Cruz and everything, wild pigs are everywhere down there.
Oh, good.
It is the weirdest thing. I've just never seen them.
But they're notorious for being aggressive, right?
I understand. The Razorbacks and all that stuff in Arkansas and those areas.
Yeah.
But there is a pocket of California where those pigs are everywhere.
Good and bad. California has everything.
It kind of does.
So he normally traps these and then gives the meat to low-income families. He said he's
a blue pig, Merry Christmas.
Observed the animals breaking into squirrel bait stations. Testing revealed they've been exposed to the poison over a long period of time. Now, the state warns that not all exposed animals will show the telltale blue. A 2018 study found that almost 10% of wild pigs and more than 80% of bears in residential or agricultural areas had some rodents side residue, so to speak.
Okay.
The state banned one of the poisons for all uses last year, but some agricultural operations were granted an exemption, according to the San Francisco Gate. So our question, intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROCK.
Well, thank God they warned us not to eat the blue pig. Good God. Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Doing well, man.
It's probably about 15 years ago or so. My parents, my sister, and I went to Maui for the first time, and we're there for 7 days. And the first night there, my mom made chicken, and I got food poisoning, and I had food poisoning for 6 days.
Oof. Did you end up going to the hospital?
I did not. I stayed in bed, and I was just throwing up and coming out both ends. But yeah, that was basically my entire experience of Maui.
Did anyone else get sick except for you?
No.
Something else is going on there. That's one telltale sign.
They all ate the chicken?
They all ate the chicken.
Okay, my first question is, was the chicken blue?
No. It was wrapped in this weird plant, though. Some native Hawaiian leaf, and then it was steamed.
Now, did your mom know what she was doing? Because everything you're indicating is like this was all native to Hawaii, and then she just decided to cook it up anyway. But you also pointed out it's your first time to Hawaii.
Well, that's an excellent question. She knows what she's doing as far as cooking. I'm not sure she knew what she was doing as far as with those leaves.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm asking. Because you said it's their first time to Hawaii. You used a native plant to wrap the chicken. Like, Look, ma'am,
That's what I think.
I can cook, but if you took me to, I don't know, Uganda and said, hey, man, wrap a hot dog in this leaf, I'm going to pass because I don't know what the leaf is. You know what I'm saying? But that's just
right. I mean, it was like a recipe that she looked up, but, you know, who knows?
Now,
did
that turn you off from chicken, or you just want to eat chicken in Hawaii?
Right.
Oh, I've never really been a huge chicken fan. I'm more of a beef guy. But,
all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. If you're a beef guy, if I were to deep fry part of my leather jacket, would you give it a try?
Oh, definitely. And I completely, completely agree that chewing on your ball gloves is an excellent right field snack.
Yeah, it is, man. It's
right field.
It really is. And actually, to go with types of leather, you're talking bullhide is commonly used for belts.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to deep fry
that.
There you go.
Ted's exactly right.
That's why it's tougher.
Okay.
The skin of a cow is edible. Consumed in many cultures. Africa, the Caribbean, where it's known by names like ponmo or wheel. Cow skin is used in soups and stews.
Makes sense.
Extensive processing is needed, such as boiling, burning, and cleaning to remove the hair and to tenderize it.
No, leave the hair.
It has a chewy texture and is a source of collagen.
Huh.
But is low in other nutritional value compared to lean meats.
I mean, that's eating a whole animal.
We need to eat more skin.
Intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROCK.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come up here at 4:30. Taryn Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. Join us. We'll sit and spin. We've got the song that was number one the year of a KISW Air Staff member.
Okay, year and month.
So basically, you were born in what, March of 69, right?
We're letting say 60 noise.
60 noise?
Yes.
Okay, so the number one song when you were born. Stupid. Mike's going to play that.
All right. Yeah.
We're going to try to figure out, but we don't know whose song is whose.
All right, so we listen to the song and guess which. Yeah,
correct. We're going to have to listen to a song and go, okay, who do we believe was born
in 1960 noise?
At that same exact time when a KISW Air Staff member was born.
I can't help it, Mike.
So we're going to send Spencono at 4:30.
In summer of 60 noise.
Let's see. Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska. An Omaha man who mistakenly ate four brownies laced with pot had some words with his cat on Tuesday. Police officers were called to the house at 9:45 Tuesday evening to investigate an accidental overdose. Now, when they arrived, police discovered a 53-year-old man had found the brownies in the back seat of a car that his adult children had used and ate four of the snacks. Now, if you didn't ask your adult children, maybe these brownies were for a birthday party. Maybe they were for something.
But ask.
But you would ask before you would eat four of them. Now, I can see myself getting in and trying to sneak one.
Sure.
Like Jenga. Maybe they can't see it on the plate.
You know, right. You're trying to get it piled up right again.
Four brownies?
He's probably like, I'm the dad. Don't care.
Yeah.
That's another thing about being a father.
They're adult children.
Still.
So?
These are adults.
Doesn't matter.
They have their own lives. They bought the brownies. They made the brownies.
So?
They're their brownies.
But I'm still your dad. That's the one thing that you always say. Oh, yeah.
Now, I can't.
Dad, you eat all my brownies? I sure did.
I just can't randomly steal. Well.
Yes, you can.
Maybe I can.
I can.
I've seen you put down.
I can do it for my kids.
I don't see you eat a lot of sweets. Years ago at my house, I was watching a basketball game with one of your exes, and you put down some brownies.
Did I?
Yeah. You showed up from the gym all stoned, and we're like, oh, the nice burnt edge parts. And I was like, yeah. All right.
Sorry.
So I'm just saying, like, everything else I'd back you up, but I feel like I could see eating four brownies.
Getting brownies, the only two things you're like, I want the burnt ends.
If they're out, it's one thing. But if I had them in my car.
But you ate four.
And they're not for you, and they're not, they're in my car.
I get what you're saying, but if I'm the dad.
If I have an adult kid, yeah.
Look, if I pull into your house, Dad, all right, and I bring the brownies inside, obviously the brownies are for whoever's there. Now, if I leave those brownies in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Then obviously they're not for all of us to consume. I have these brownies.
Are you my son? It all comes down to that. If you're my son, like, don't care.
See, I'm the opposite. If I walk in and you got even half a tray of brownies, I'm going to go, I don't know whose those are for. But if I, again, it's his adult kids, and then in the back, I go, obviously they don't care about these brownies.
If I walk into my kids' home, they're 35 years old, they got a family of their own, I walk in, they got a tray of brownies, I'm eating them before I
Yes, you are. In the car says you're taking these someplace.
You were going to.
Correct.
You shouldn't have let your dad in the car.
They are in transit. In other words, you know, you're the production facility. You made these. These are going somewhere.
You're not wrong.
That's why they're in the car.
But I'm
going
to eat my kids' brownies. Right. You're 100% correct. I'm eating them anyway.
I also think people eat sweets. So whether it's brownies or, I don't know, some other type of psychedelic in a chocolate bar,
right.
Don't leave them in people's homes and not tell them. They will eat them.
I think four is excessive. That's all I'm saying. Four brownies?
It is.
Four?
Maybe they were good.
Soon after,
the
man's wife noticed a change in his mood. She called her children, but guess what? She could not reach them. Now, Omaha police say he eventually just panicked. He freaked out so bad that he called the police on himself.
You are freaking out, okay, man.
Now, while police were at the house, one of the couple's children arrived and told officers the brownies belonged to his siblings. He told them he was pretty sure it was just marijuana in the brownies. Now, medics did check the man and found that his vital signs were normal.
I like that it's probably just the weed in the brownies, bro.
But they also noted that he was crawling around on the floor, randomly using profanities, and calling the family cat a little bitch. The man declined to go to the hospital and ended up going to the bed instead.
Wow.
Yes. Again.
Little bitch.
Randomly using profanities, crawling on the floor, and calling the cat a bitch.
I mean, yeah, that all sounds right.
The question, intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROCK.
What are you looking at, you little bitch?
Damn slit eyes. Right? Waving that stupid tail.
Show me your butthole again, bitch.
Hello? I'd like a fancy feast.
Hello? Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Weird quills on your tail.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Hey, Ken, whenever I've had anything that's got pot in it, you can taste it. So I don't get how that guy didn't.
Man, it depends if you know what pot tastes like.
It depends on the butter.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I've had, man, you're right. I have had it where I'm like, ooh, that's way over the top. I've also had it when it was in spaghetti. And first of all, you don't put butter in spaghetti.
Mm-mm.
So I'm not sure, but it was in the meatballs. And I don't put butter in my meatballs. But I mean, you could not tell. You ate that spaghetti sauce, man, and you were smiling. It was pretty good way to do it.
That sounds like good spaghetti. Well, my story is actually about my son, Crew, who is a big fan of the show. He's in the truck with me right now. He's 8.
Oh, nice. What's up, Crew?
What's up, Crew?
Your dad's taking you to McDonald's.
Your dad will eat your brownies.
Your dad's taking you to Disneyland.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like 3, and he'd never gotten into anything before. And one night, we're just about to have dinner, and he comes to the table, or, you know, we get him in his high chair or whatever, and we're noticing he smells like lavender. We're like, what the heck is this? What's going on here? And then we realize we're kind of like looking around, and we realize there's like a little bottle of lavender oil on the ground. And I mean, it was just a few ounces. It was like one of those, like you put it above like a candle and like a little dish, and it makes the room smell like lavender.
Okay, good. I was going to ask, why do you have lavender?
I would still be concerned with that.
But yeah, we were like, okay, not a big deal. There's a little bit, there's like some alcohol in it, but you know, there was like a small vial, like I said, and he drank like half of it. I'm like, maybe not a big deal. Let's just kind of keep an eye on him. We're sitting at the dinner table, and then progressively, he starts getting like super drunk, and it was really bizarre to see our 3-year-old like starting to, like, kind of, you know, his eyes are getting droopy, his head's nodding, he's slurring his words. He
starts saying it. Like, he looks at you. He's like, "Guys like us, man.
Yeah, we gotta get through this."
Yeah.
We're high-fiving across the table.
Dropping the C word.
That was like, and then, you know, I was trying to play it cool, but then it was like, okay, time to head to the ER. We piled him in the truck, and he's in his car seat in the back, and then, of course, he throws up all over the place, and it stunk like lavender. And
That's actually not the worst.
I've smelled a lot of vomit, man. I'll take lavender out of any of the ones that I've smelled.
That's probably true, but it definitely did ruin lavender. Now, anything, I smell lavender on anything, I'm like, oh, God, get it away. No, thank you.
So what does the doctor say when you get him? Like, your kid is hammered?
Yeah, kind of. Well, it was actually during COVID. So when we got there, they only let one parent into the ER with the kid. So my wife went in with him. I went home, and I got to clean the car seat out. And basically, like, I got a call a couple hours later. She was like, everything's fine. They're just going to observe him for a while. And he was totally fine. But first kid had to take all the precautions.
Well, of course. No, I would. I mean, hey. You don't know what's in there. It could be something. Yeah. It could be chemicals in there.
Be glad it's alcohol. Really, honestly, man. I mean, like, because Miles is right. Of all the things your kid could drink, because at least your story's funny.
Yeah.
My kid got drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey.
And I don't think he likes lavender anymore either, do you? Now he's shaking his head.
Lavender is a female thing.
I mean,
lavender ice cream. You see who gets this stuff at Molly Moon. You know, it's always.
Maybe use like lavender oil kind of like for like scent.
I guess.
Like around the house?
I'm indifferent to it. I'm more of a citrus guy if you're going to go something.
I'm more like sandalwood, you know? When I feel like flower goes female.
You're not wrong, Miles.
I'm more like linen, clean linen, you know?
I get it.
Something out in nature, like a forest tree or something crap like that.
I know what you're saying, but also if I go into a place and I smell lavender, I'm just happy.
I'm with you. And I think it does great stuff.
Yeah.
Like just the scent alone.
That's why I am with citrus. Why don't they make a candle that smells like fresh bread? Right? Everyone says they have
the subway candle.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to. They have candles for
everyone. Everyone thinks it smells great. So you go, they have fresh linen because everyone likes the smell of that. But like, fresh baked bread, specifically Subway. And we know it doesn't qualify as bread in some countries.
It smells great.
Doesn't matter. Smells really, really
good. That's one of the great smells about a pizzeria. It's just the bread
dough, man.
Cooking on that over the pizza, man. Because you can't really smell the sauce as much.
No,
cheese.
It's the smell.
You're basically just smelling the bread, the crust. Which is like my least favorite part of the pizza.
It is, but it smells good.
The best part of it.
Oh, yeah. It's like a donut shop.
Yeah, that's
another
scent. You walk
in and you're like, oh.
Do they have like a barbecue candle? Seriously, like the smell of barbecue.
They have Christmas cookies. They have a lot of stuff. I'm about to switch my candle, by the way.
From
you're getting down to the...
Are you changing for the season?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about time. Are you going autumn?
The PSL.
What is your autumn candle?
Macintosh apple.
Macintosh apple.
All right. What do you
is
have
red
right
or
now?
Red or green apple?
That's a red one.
Okay.
Well, what's your summer scent?
Oh, something like Miles, like beach or like
beach
linen.
Dead crab on the beach.
Now, do you have four different ones or you just go two? Because Seattle's pretty much the same from like September to June.
So you get into like I'll start with like an apple one. And then once we get like a 65 degree day, you pull out like kind of the pumpkin spice one. Then as you get towards the holidays, you get like a pumpkin pie one. And then maybe a sugar cookie one in the back.
Now, do they have candles that are gag candles?
I'm sure they do.
Like dead seal on the beach.
Right.
Oh, well, not quite that graphic, Miles.
No, seriously. The dead whale.
But
it's a gag gift. It's a gag gift, like, you know, a chilly diarrhea. I mean, do they have something
you'd be,
like,
you'd be better with a chilly diarrhea than a dead whale.
It would be like for like a bass.
He said dead seal. Let's be very clear.
But why would I like
dead caught on the beach?
Even if you bought it for me, it's a gift.
You don't know that it smells like dead sea. That's why it's a gift. When you light it, it smells like a seal died on the beach and you brought it home.
Like you peeled it. There's two labels on it.
Right. The first one smells like lavender.
The first thing says like, oh, this is going to be great coconut.
They got prank candles on Amazon. This one.
But then you pull it off and you see like dead possum.
Apple pie to stank prank candle.
Apple pie. That's what I'm talking about.
And that's all it is. Like they got fresh roses, they got vanilla, but it's just when you light it up, it just smells like a fart.
All right. See, someone's already thought of that.
Vanilla to dirty fart.
Okay, look. Hey. They do that. What's the white elephant Christmas, whatever.
Yeah, right. Vanilla to dirty fart.
I'm buying some of those and throwing it in, dude.
That's awesome.
I'm throwing that in.
In that case, I'm with you.
Yeah, because you know the chicks will fight for those. Like, dude.
It's like icing someone. Yeah. You know?
Stinky
like
candle
on.
Company. You got chlorine. You've got gasoline. This one is...
Well, I kind of like the smell of gasoline.
Yeah. Fart. You got dill pickles.
Oh.
There's your fresh bread is in there.
All right. All right.
Potting soil.
Oh, damn.
Leather. Grandma's clean floor wax.
Well, that's not the worst. Intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROG.
Hello, Roberto. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcheronis.
Hola.
Yeah, this is Roberto the Magnificent, the juggler. How you guys
right.
doing?
Hey, all right, man.
Yep. So my story takes place back in 1991. I just turned 21 at that point, and I was having a housewarming for my first property that I purchased. So I had a bunch of friends over, and we're all hanging out, doing a barbecue, putting together some steaks on the barbecue, threw together a shrimp salad type thing, and all this and that. And we're drinking, sitting back, having some beers. We're drinking some Löwenbräus. Remember back in the
day? Oh, yeah. Weekends. That was my dad's beer, man.
Yep, and so we're all drinking beers and, you know, had our barbecue and everything, and I take a big drink of the beer and just, look, I'm like, what? And I just chugged it down, and my buddy goes, dude, that was my beer that I've been spitting my chewing tobacco.
Holidays were made for Löwenbräu.
And it was like, because I thought, I was like, as I chugged it down, I was like, is there like a rot waster in this thing or what? And
yes, there was. Oh, delicious. Was,
and then instantly I was just like, dude, not cool. And I'm like, everybody just leave. Everybody go. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, everyone just
ended the party.
Yeah. And it ended the party because about 5 minutes after everyone left, I just was hurling for like 30 minutes straight. Yeah. Just puking.
No, and the mint never goes away. I've done that once. My buddy drank bong water out of a shot glass for whatever reason, for cash at a party one night.
I'm sure, yeah.
He got sick and high. I didn't realize you could get high off that.
Yeah, think about it.
Oh, I know. It's kind of like an edible. In theory, it makes sense. That was just not...
at the time.
At the time, it was about the taste and the smell, not the fact that you could get really stoned.
So, Roberto, I'm curious, what have you swallowed or eaten on purpose based on your performances? Or is that something you just don't do?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm doing my shows, I don't really eat beforehand because I'm jumping around on a pogo stick and unicycling around and getting all, you know, it's a pretty active show, so I don't really eat much before the shows. But I do recall hooking up with a buddy of mine who has his wife is from Thailand, and we had some salad one night, and I'm like, oh, was this like tapioca? What's this? And he's like, no, those are ant larvae.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And at first I thought, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. But then as soon as he told me that, I was like,
I don't think I like this.
This is exactly why. This is exactly why I don't like tapioca pudding. I don't like cottage cheese. Anything in that world like that. It looks like maybe little maggots can be involved. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I don't know why.
It had lime juice on it, some cilantro and things like that. And I was like, this is pretty good. What is this? And he's like, ant larva. I'm like,
Yep.
Out. No, thank you.
Yep, I agree, man.
Yeah, sometimes if you get it in your head, something like you don't like it anymore, it's hard to go back to it.
It really is. It absolutely is.
Like, I thoroughly like cottage cheese, but you're right. If you have a weird texture thing with it, it's not good.
I actually like cottage cheese. I did not know I liked cottage cheese till we had kids. Then we bought cottage cheese. I tried it. I'm like, this is delicious. But the consistency is like someone put mozzarella in their mouth, chewed it up for you, and spit it back in a cup.
Correct.
But I was okay with that. I really was, man. It tasted good enough. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, Dustin, what did you eat?
Yeah, so I decided, this is pre-internet and pre-smartphone. I'm probably like 5 years old. I decided in the backseat of a car to eat the dehydration package that's like inside the beef jerky.
Oh, the little silica package?
Oh, the one that says do not eat?
The one that's in your the one that's in your pills?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, similar thing.
Okay.
And, proceeded to really scare everybody because they didn't know the number for, what do you call it, like the poison control?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and we're on a road trip in the middle of nowhere, so.
Did it dry out your mouth instantly?
No, I didn't even notice it was a bad choice until my dad saw what I was doing, and he's like, hey, no. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll be honest with you, man. When I was a kid, I always wanted to try it. I just knew not to because I said, man, whatever you do, don't put it in your mouth. But it does. Looks like a little package of sugar.
Oh, kind of looks more like a Skull Bandit.
But, like, everything you bought had it in there. Like I said, never did it. Did eat styrofoam once. Didn't swallow it.
Oh.
Well, just as a kid, always had styrofoam peanuts, which look like circus peanuts. So I'm like, they got to be the same thing. They are not. And it's not that it tastes bad. It tastes like a rice cake. Right?
Okay.
No flavor.
Yep.
No flavor, but I did not swallow it. At least I pieced that much together. But I'm like, looks good. Had a handful, like it's not.
I don't think a rice cake is food.
It is.
I know, but it can't be.
It's just, it's edible.
It reminds me of Cocoa Puffs. Or no, what is a cereal that just absolutely is
Kix?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not. Mike, but you like Kix, right?
I liked Kix as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. God. But we're used to rice cakes like being puffed.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you go to like, KFC, like Korean fried chicken, right? They have like the thick noodle like rice cake that's in like that
much
bread
different.
Sauce.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, I've had but that. But they put sauce on really and it's not dry.
Yeah.
That's it's kind of like more like shrimp toast. That's
yeah, man. I mean, honestly, rice cakes to me, I'm like, you could package something with this. Mm-hmm. Stick it in a box, mark it fragile, you'll be good.
I mean, when I was a kid, I tried to eat a cigarette once.
On purpose?
I guess so. Like my mom's mom, Mimi, her and her sister Ellen, I mean, they were. This is how old it is, but I mean, they were chain smokers and would smoke all day in the house.
Right.
So I don't remember. I guess I was just a dumb kid. I just remember how angry everybody was. It was like, get that out of your mouth. But I think
it's essentially cotton.
It is, but I think it's one of those things. I probably had just seen her put it to her mouth. Maybe I assumed it was food.
You must be eating it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But
smoke it. Don't eat it.
I mean, that's a very early memory, but I remember them being pissed.
I told you guys not too long ago, man. Just the end of a joint. I'm trying to get it in the.
Yeah.
Right down the throat.
Gone.
Down the cherry and all.
Look, anything that you're not meaning to swallow that you swallow by mistake is awkward.
It's a bad experience.
Still to come, Taryn Daly, Steve Mix, the Daily Mix Morning Show will join us. We'll sit and spin with the song that KISW members were born with. We'll try to guess which member of the staff here had that song based on how old we believe them to be.
Because
we really don't know how old everybody is.
And I don't know what year what songs came out.
And we've got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.